Welcome back to Marketing Sucks with me, Amanda. And what sucks today is when we post shit online and it does nothing for sales, for our brand. So that's what we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about one of the most asked questions I get, which is, how the hell do I build a content strategy? So we're going to break it down into some simple, actionable steps that if you take them and you do the damn thing, you should be online next week with all of the good content that's going to help you sell out your launches, that's going to help you get some brand awareness. You know, you got to do some goal setting and you got to do the work. But if we actually do the damn thing, then we actually can look at data and make a plan. So what do we got to do first? First, we have to acknowledge that Instagram is more than a social platform. It, ladies and gentlemen, is a visual narrative for your brand. So when you hear visual narrative, you're going to think, oh, great, I'm going to need to change my entire feed and it's got to look pretty. No, you don't just need a pretty feed to stand out. That's nice, but you don't need one. What you need is you need to take your community on a journey that includes the visuals, storytelling, and an interactive element so that people are obsessed and they want to come back to what it is that you're serving. Okay, so we don't need to have a pretty feed, because I see a lot of pretty feeds with garbage content. And then I see a lot of feeds that are not pretty whatsoever, but the writing is fabulous, the storytelling's amazing, and it has me hooked. So what I want you to think of for your Instagram is more like a visual journey, okay? So look at your posts, look at your stories, look at the video content right now. What is it telling your audience? What journey are you taking them on? So if I were to go onto your page right now, okay, am I able to tell exactly what it is that you do, what it is that you sell, how you can serve me? Can I tell what you're selling right now, how to work with you? So if I go to your Instagram page right now, do I know what it is that you do? So what I want you to do is I want you to go look at your own page, and I want you to look at it as if you are looking at it through the lens of your own ideal client. What is it telling them? What is the first three posts on your page? Do I have to scroll down to find the information that I am looking for? So each story or post or whatever it is that you're doing on Instagram, like what aspect of Instagram you're using, should be telling your brand story. So whether it's through your UGC, your user-generated content, whether it's through what you sell, whether it's how to work with you, if it's a physical product, like how to purchase it, what is it that your Instagram account, what is it telling your audience? The second part that we want to really talk about is the consistency. It's crucial. Now, when I say the word consistency, you probably think that that means showing up every single day. It's not. You can easily show up twice a week and have impact, right? It just depends on what your goal is with that consistency. So if I want to grow and I want to see massive numbers, I'm probably going to show up every single day. I'm probably going to post a reel every day, probably going to collaborate with other people. I'm going to be doing a lot online if I want to grow really fast. But if I just need some brand awareness right now, I'm in a back-end growth phase, so I'm not really interested on being online too often, I can be consistently showing up twice a week and probably still see some really good growth and a few leads come in. So what matters is that you're just posting, and the thing that you're posting has value and it's bringing an experience to your community and giving them the thing that they have been asking for and that they actually want. So to go back to this visual journey and storytelling, we want to, you know, we don't need to have a pretty feed. Like, it doesn't have to look consistent. I actually find that when I used to run my account a long time ago, I tried to do this like grid pattern thing, and it fucking killed my creative vibe. Like, I was just trying to fit inside of this like box that it had to be pretty and it had to be consistent in like a visual way that it actually wasn't allowing me to be fully creative and expressive. So I stopped doing it and the feed was a mess, but the content was great and it was connecting with people. And that's all that mattered at the end of the day. And then as the brand evolved, right, then we obviously like clean that up a little bit, but there's still no pattern. There's no rhyme or reason. Some days I want to post a reel. Some days I want to post a regular post. Some days I want to do a carousel. Some days I'm only on stories, right? And this goes for both of my accounts. So when we're talking about the visual storytelling, don't get caught up in that. It needs to like fit this mold of what other people are doing, because it actually, in my experience, it actually like killed my creative vibe. And then at that time, that was actually like the lowest part of engagement for me, which is clear because I was trying to make it something that it wasn't fitting my brand. So when we're talking about like a visual component to our feed, what I want you to think about is more that like your color scheme and your style like reflects your brand's tone and personality, right? So it can just be like using consistent filters. You don't really need to have custom graphics or anything like that. But let's say, I don't know, if your logo is pink, maybe you should have some pink somewhere. So really what we want to look at is that brands are going to evolve over time, but we want something that remains consistent in the overall tone and the type of content that you're putting out to your community first. And then you can start getting into the nitty gritty of like what the brand actually looks like. So when you think about your favorite accounts to follow online, I guarantee you that if I'm like, okay, everybody take 1 minute and start thinking about your favorite account online without opening up your Instagram, you probably can hear or see like their brand in your head. You don't have to open up the app. You also can probably think about what their logo looks like or what their brand colors are. So this is where we want to be eventually, but I don't want you to get stuck and stopped in that. And don't let that affect your content strategy. I want you to just post good content to start. We can worry about the brand stuff later. It's not the end of the world if you don't have that all figured out right now. And to be honest, my own brand colors and logo has evolved so many times over the last 5 years that now we're at a place where like I'm so ecstatic about it and like it's really actually exactly what I've pictured in my head. And that's fantastic. And who knows, in 5 years from now, it might change again. So we're not going to get too bogged down by what our feed looks like. What we're going to do is we are going to focus on quality content that's going to connect and allow our community to take the next step to work with us or to buy our product if you're a product business. So let's move into storytelling. So here we're going to kind of shift the attention away from what it is that you are selling, and we're going to turn it towards the actual heroes of your brand, which are your customers and your community. So we want to position your brand as the guide, right? So we're going to use your posts, right? You are going to use your posts to provide solutions, tips that address your audience's problems. So let's say you're a fitness brand. I don't know. We're not just going to offer like run-of-the-mill nutrition advice or workout tips, because these things people can Google. So what we want, and they can go to any account. So why your account? So what we want to do is we want your unique take on those tips, your unique take on how you educate your clients currently and how you work with those clients. What makes you different? What secret sauce do you have? Like, share it. And then also sharing the successes and using our clients' wins to help further prove exactly what it is that we do in our businesses and why they should work with us. So with this, we really need to simplify your message. So we've spoken about this in other episodes on stories, which I think was episode 5. And then we also talked about this in our copywriting episode, which I believe was episode 2. We'll link it in the show notes for you. But essentially, a lot of you are overcomplicating your message and it is confusing people about what it is that you actually do. So let's talk about this when it comes to captions and caption writing. Your captions should be easy and relatable, like easy to understand and relatable. So we want to avoid complex language. We want to focus on how the product or service improves your clients' lives. So when we're speaking to our community, we need to forget about everybody else. We need to be speaking directly to those clients. We're not speaking to colleagues in our industry. So you need to drop jargon that they're not going to understand. So unless your client is actually at that level and that's the person you're serving, you need to meet them where they're at, right? And then we can take them to where we want them to be. So we need to speak to our community as if they're hearing the information for the first time, essentially, right? Regardless of what they've read online, give it to them in your spin and give it to them easy and simple. So a lot of times when it comes to crafting content strategies is that I see a lot of overcomplication in captions. So big, heavy paragraphs, big words, like it looks like you fucking used a thesaurus for the first time and you got really excited about it. So we don't want to do that. Simple, couple of sentences, make a couple of breaks, use some emojis, make it fun, use line breaks, like use lists, you know, make it very, very easy for them to digest it. Nobody is going to go and read like a 40-page dissertation on, I don't know, foods that reduce bloating. Like that's not what we want. We want good information. We want it fast. And then if I want more information because you've intrigued me enough, then my call to action is going to be to go to the website or to check out this link or whatever it is that you want me to do from there. So we need to make sure that we're not losing people in our messaging and our captions and the way that we're speaking. And once we have the hang of this, then we really will see our call to actions being effective. So every post should have an action. So it doesn't mean every post is a sales post. So we can say visit the website for a free download. It can be engaging with a poll. It could be watching a story. Sometimes in my posts, I'll be like, I'm answering these questions in my stories today. Story views go up. I can now have more conversations there, right? So we want to make these actions simple and clear. And so many of you are not including any call to action on your posts or stories. And it's crazy to me because it's such an easy thing to do. And I don't know why we don't do it more often. And some people think it's like very cringy, and I don't. I don't know if cringe is still a word we're allowed to use. I get corrected like a lot by the younger generations, but it's like, I feel like we're afraid to like ask for the sale, you know, or ask them to do a thing. Listen, they're there. They want to do the thing. Just tell them what to do. So a lot of times I'll hear, oh, but like when I do call to actions, nobody actually comments, nobody DMs, nobody actually takes the action. Get creative then. Like switch it up. Go think outside of the box. There's so many different ways that we can ask somebody to do something other than click the link in my bio. So, you know, we need to, again, meet people where they're at. What is it that they like? Are they there because you're funny? Use something funny. When this episode airs, I'm back from vacation now. It's so weird talking about it as if I was already there, but like I was in Panama and I set my out of office to be something hilarious because it's very on brand for me to just be like a little bit out there. Like I think I set my out of office basically to say like, hey, thanks for your email. Sorry, I'm currently lost in the jungle, the Amazon jungle. I got lost playing like hide and go seek or something. So like, it was very much well-worded than what I just said, but it's just funny. And when somebody gets my out of office, like I hope they chuckle to themselves and like, I'm making it enjoyable, right? So we know that sales sometimes is not enjoyable. Like for the people looking for it, great. For the people not, they're probably just going to like swipe on by and not really take action on it, but you can still make it fun. You can still make it like, oh, that was smart. Like when I see good marketing or I see a good call to action, I'm like, oh damn, I wish I thought of that. So let's get creative about the questions that you're asking. Let's get creative about the call to actions. A lot of times I'll tell clients on stories, I'll be like, all right, you're posting on stories today. You are selling something and your goal is to not use the word click here when you're posting your link, right? So it's really interesting because you really have to think outside of the box when somebody tells you, no, you can't say it that way. So the next question that I get asked a lot is, what do I post? And this is where it's hard, because the true answer is, I don't know. We, number one, just need to start posting, and we need to do a mix of different type of content types. So carousels, stories, reels, all the things, videos, regular posts. And we need to use different tactics. Is it education that's going to bring them to you? Is it to-dos? Is it tips and tricks? Is it storytelling? Is it a mix of all of them? Once we're giving our audience a variety, then we're going to have different dynamics come into play. We're going to have different opinions come in. We're going to see different engagement rates on certain things. And then we have data. And with that data, we can actually craft a stronger strategy going forward. But we need to be posting in order to gather that data. And a lot of you just aren't posting at all or enough, or you're posting and ghosting. And so then you try and create strategies based off of inconsistent data. So what we need to do first is, like, there's no real way to answer that question. I need to work with data in order to get you some good results. So what we want to do is we want to test and learn, post and see, right? We'll see what the community is wanting more of. We'll see what's really actually getting their attention and what they're responding to. And you'd probably be surprised at what a lot of it will come out of. And then we can actually build the content strategy. So once we have your community's attention, essentially, then we can really put together something seamless that should work in theory. But we also need to meet our community where they're at. So sometimes, you know, things happen in the world. We're going to maybe need to postpone something. Maybe there are, I don't know, maybe something happened within your own business and you're going to have to shift gears. So what we need to look at is that the strategy is always evolving. We're not going to use the same strategy month in and month out. That's not realistic. No business is that, you know, you can have consistency in business, but the strategy is going to evolve how your business evolves. So if this month you're not selling anything, the strategy is going to be very different than next month when you are in a launch mode. And are you selling something that's low ticket or high ticket offer? Well, the strategy is going to be a little bit different, and who we're reaching. So when we have our community's attention and we have all this data, then we're able to really get into the nitty-gritty of it. And that's where the fun happens. And what I also recommend people do as they're testing and learning is getting that, like, user-generated content, have their people share, ask for it. At the end of every single episode, I ask for you guys to share the damn content that you're working on so that I can post it too. I'm going to end every episode like that until the end of time. I do that because, yeah, of course, I want my stuff to be heard because I think I have something awesome to share with the world. But I also do it for you, for accountability, so that you are also just posting online. And so maybe after listening to the 25th episode of this podcast, it'll click and you'll start doing the work, right? That's on you. But I'm not going to stop doing it. That's my call to action every single time. That's my consistent thing. And I do it for a reason. And it's also to show you that it's okay to ask for somebody to post and to tag you. It's really not a big deal. So ask people to start posting. Ask your most engaged clients or customers. Get their permission to share their experience. Hold a contest, a giveaway, whatever it takes, okay, to get that content. I've had family members that have businesses that literally would text me on the daily and be like, "Did you see that post? Can you go comment on it? Thank you. Can you share that to your stories? Thank you." And of course I did it. It's family. I have friends that do that all the time. No problem. Yeah. Send me what you need me to post for you. So sometimes it's just as easy as asking, and we just aren't used to asking. So let's get that content out there and let's get asking. Let's get out of our comfort zones. So another thing that I wanted to discuss before we kind of end off this episode, because we're hitting the 20-minute mark soon, is people don't take enough time to understand their performance online and how crucial it is in how you move forward. So we are constantly working in our business and not on our business. So we're posting online, but we're not taking the time to review the insights, and we're not taking enough time to look at patterns and how we can improve our own strategy to get the brand that much further ahead. So one thing that you should be doing a little bit more often, if you aren't already, at least once a month, please, at least once a month, but I would love it if it was weekly, set aside 15, 20 minutes to just review your insights on whatever apps that you're on. Let's say on Instagram, look for patterns of engagement, look at when your views were highest, look at the times, look at what type of content performed better, and then from there, be ready to adapt. So don't be so attached to a certain thing if it's not performing. Like, let's say you've given a specific type of content that you're doing over and over again, like a 6-week runway, and it still isn't performing. It is time to let it go and move on and try something new. Okay. That's a long time for something to not pick up. So I want you to be open to exploring, to doing something a little bit differently, especially if a certain type of content is not resonating with your audience. You're going to have to try something else because you're wasting time, right? So if you equated that to a dollar amount, the 20 minutes that it took you to craft that thing or post it online or spend your time carve out your day to do that thing. Like, how much did that just cost you? And did you make anything off of it? Like, did it add any value to your brand? Did it add any value to the people that you're serving? If the answer is no, then you're going to stop doing that. So our strategy should always be flexible and responsive to your audience's preferences and what it is that they need, because then they're going to serve you back. They're going to share your stuff. They're going to tell their friends about it, right? They're going to want to take that next step and actually do the damn call to action that you've been asking them to do. So how do we put this all together? So I have 5 steps. So just to kind of round off this episode, these are not your action items. These are just the kind of content strategy step-by-step. So number one, we're going to establish your capacity and what you can commit to online. Because there is no point in hell to build a full-time content calendar when you can only show up 2 times a week. You are doing a lot of work for no reason. So number one, get real honest. What is my capacity and what can I actually do? Then we can start to build the calendar. Once that's done, you're going to map out what it is you're focusing on. So do you have a launch coming up? What do people need to know in order to actually take action and buy? Are you just doing brand awareness right now? What is it that you're working on? We're going to map that out. So if we are launching something, you're only going to be speaking about that one thing. We're simplifying not only our message, but our offerings. So for selling a program, all of the content for that month or whatever your sell time, like your window is going to be about that thing that you are selling. You can do it through carousels, reels, posts, stories, whatever you want, but you are not going to waver from what it is that you're selling. You're talking about one thing. So the content doesn't have to all be sales related, but it has to do with whatever it is that you are selling. If you're not selling anything, it's just for brand awareness, then what we're going to do is just make a list of every freaking topic that has ever come up in a discovery call, on a questionnaire, on a feedback form, in your DMs, anywhere that you can collect data from your people. If you really need to, Google it. Google what people are asking about in your industry. You're going to make a list of everything that you can speak about, and then we'll take that list and map it out on that calendar that you have committed to. Then we post, we test, we learn, and we adapt. And that is the last component of the strategy. And then we do it all over again, because every single month is going to be something new. Things are going to come up and we are going to have to adapt to that. So before we sign off this week, I'm going to leave you with your action items. So this is the action item. Open up your calendar. And you're going to choose a day in the next 2 weeks that you are committed to showing up online. That's when you start. That's your non-negotiable day, okay? That is your NND. And this is the day that you are going to start your consistency streak. Whether you have determined that to be 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, I don't care what it is. But the NND, your non-negotiable day, that is the day you start. So what you're going to do next after you figure out what day that is you are going to plan 2 to 3 posts that you can post that week, okay? So list 3 ideas related to whatever you're selling or something about your brand, something in your industry. You are going to sit down, you are going to design those 3 posts, and then you are going to leave them alone. You can schedule them, you're going to leave them alone though. You're not going to do anything. And this all has to happen before the non-negotiable day. So what you're going to do is you are going to not overthink it. I think I end every single episode with this. Do not overthink. I'm going to say it until you take it in. Don't overthink it. And just know that on the non-negotiable day, that's the day you are going to post one of the three items and you have to do it. And then you're just going to start showing up to the schedule that you have created. That is the actionable item. I would love to hear if this is something you actually do. And I would love to hear how you are finding these episodes. So we are now at the end of the episode, and I'm going to do the thing that I mentioned in this episode, which is if you are working on your action item and you take that step to get online and do all of the marketing things, I want you to tag us at Grind Social Media, and so that we can help spread the word about your business and what you are up to. And if you love this episode, then make sure you rate, subscribe, share, all of the good things. Thank you, everyone, and tune in next week for some more Marketing Sucks. Happy planning!